B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I want to floss with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money.
Flex the road, sign a check for your Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all names aside, trying to stay alive.
All right, fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. Let's welcome in from pregame.com and Fox Sports Radio. RJ Bell is with us. RJ.
So at what point in the three prior hours do you start thinking, oh, RJ's coming up? Ooh-wee. It's coming. It's coming.
We were talking about you in the first, I'd say, 20 minutes of the show today.
Oh, right. I love it. Top of mind, baby.
We're just scared. We're all scared what you're going to say about our picks.
Yeah, we're all doing our Pittsburgh accents.
Could be an 0 for week for us.
We were talking about you multiple times in the first hour today.
You know what's interesting is in New York, I do three hits on their ESPN station up there, and one is one on Thursday, one Friday, and then an hour on Saturday, right?
Oh.
There's some pay involved and all
good.
That. But here's the thing. Apparently, they talk about me throughout all the shows, like multiple days a week. They're all fighting who's better friends with me, who picks more like me. I kind of always knew I was cool, but not this
right.
cool.
Well, we usually think like we're pretty good with that. I mean, here at this station, we're pretty all well set with our shows. And we don't have that kind of inner fighting here because we have good personalities on this channel.
Yeah, but sometimes it's fun, you know?
That's what happens when you go to them stiff ESPN channels. All right, what do we got today?
Well, let's if you don't mind, let's quickly look backwards.
Yes, touch.
Two things taken away from me, or I guess three. Let me start with the question. Brady, what's your level of optimism? Maybe let's quantify it. 1 to 32, ranking the starters from here at quarterback. Where's Brady?
1.
Zoe has him at 1.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Mahomes? Okay.
3.
Mahomes at number 3.
I got Russ Wilson, 2.
All right.
Wilson's the MVP right now, by far. Not even a challenge. There's no number 2.
There's no concerns about Brady.
And I do that based on what you're working with.
I think there are concerns about his guys around him, but not about Brady himself.
Okay. All right. Second point is 5 return touchdowns from you guys. Mm-hmm. So one team with 5. And there's about 23 other return touchdowns across the whole league. So less than 1 per game for the whole, every other team on average, you guys have 5.
Yeah.
Is that a fluke or is that Belichick?
No, I think that's justifiable athletic plays, impact players, turning the ball over, and the awareness of this team to scoop and score. And they're doing it on special teams too.
Yeah.
And that's coaching. That's coaching to me, RJ.
I think it could be the radio guys on the week before kind of getting the players in the right mindset.
That sure could. right?
Last thing.
Yeah, Kyle Van Noy all pissed off. He's diving, scoring touchdowns.
And this is one we can carry with us here. So Thursday night, you guys were the biggest favorite ever actually on any Thursday game, right? So great. But then I said, I wonder how these Thursday big favorites do. The theory being less time to prepare, maybe it's just skill, right? There's not a almost like on NCAA tournament, you know how when there's 5 days in between, the coaches can do more, right?
Right.
Okay. So updated after last night, the favorite, more than 10 points, 22-0, okay? 17-4-1 against the spread. The favorite. Oh,
that's the sexy part, the 17-4-1.
I mean, that's a big night, especially considering big favorites are not that good.
Let me ask you about something historically significant taking place this weekend, RJ. First time in NFL history, a team will go from being a 2-touchdown underdog at home to being a road favorite the next week?
Ooh. Skins.
Redskins. Redskins, 3.5-point favorites at Miami.
Yeah, there's a lot. I got to dig into this because I haven't yet. Is this the worst record ever to be a road favorite? There's all kind of potential here.
Yeah,
Washington hasn't won, right? So I guess it would have to be the worst, at least tied.
Yeah.
So would you think the pick is a really good pick or a bad pick?
I think the sharp side here is Washington.
Yeah! Nice!
Yes!
And here's
Daddy
why.
Daddy Sharp!
Here's why. I think they know the GM from Washington is going to be there, and they know the owner is going to be there. So now they got rid of the scapegoat or whatever. I wasn't a big Jay Gruden fan, but, whatever you want to say. And I think the players are going to, to some degree, I don't think they were totally focused, all of them. I think you're going to get that. And if you get that, I think they are clearly better than Miami. And, I know they got to be a road favorite. And then here's the other question. Is Miami going to try? I know they're going to try, but are they going to try?
Try.
Because to me, Washington has too much heat. If you told Dan Snyder you could go 0-16, snap your fingers, he'd say, no, thank you. He'd rather go 3-13. Because they, in theory, they just drafted their quarterback. I mean, not that they wouldn't want the number one pick, but I think Miami's more ambivalent about it.
All right.
Beetle.
I was just going to say we're talking with RJ Bell, pregame.com on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Zoe, go with your pick.
Seattle giving up only 1.5 to the Cleveland Browns. I'm taking Seattle.
You know what I'd like to do is whoever's running the board, have Huey Lewis hip to be square queued up. And I'll just say Huey, and then we'll do like 3 seconds of it. Oh, is that square? Now let me explain to you.
Wow! Oh my God!
This isn't even a close one.
Greatest RJ Bell appearance ever. I love it. Love it.
Now, think about this a second. All right. So all week last week, Cleveland was 3.5 up until pretty much game day. 3.5 at San Francisco. Home field's 3. So San Fran better by 0.5, right? Now this line, let's call it Seattle 2. There's some 1.5s. Let's call it 2 for a second. That means that they are literally 5 points better, right? Home field from 3 to pick them, then 2 more points. 3 plus 2 equals 5. Okay, how would you guys compare Seattle and San Fran?
I think Seattle's better than San Fran.
I think San Fran's a little better.
Okay. I think San Fran's a little better.
All right, so let's call it a toss-up.
That's going to be a good game. I can't wait till they score off.
So now the Browns are relatively 4.5 points worse than they were last week. I get they played bad last week. That should adjust the maybe 1.5 points. This is the overreaction of the week. You and Freddie Fanny Pack. Oh, my God. And a new character, Barney at the bar. Remember in The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah.
Barney's all over this.
You know what? You're getting swept up in this Jimmy G craze out there.
No. In fact, one of our main guy, Fezzik, in the NFL, only got to win 2 Super Contests. By the way, guys, we're 60% on the season Super Contest. So we're in it. All right. He loves Jimmy G. In fact, we have a drop of him going in this very disturbing, deep voice, like 5 a.m. after some scotch. So... I am on the other side of that. But if you look at, Football Outsiders isn't perfect, but they're mighty good. Yeah. They've got, and you might not like to hear this, they've got the 49ers ahead of the Patriots before yesterday. I didn't see the update.
Fezzik is in Princess Bride. Is that where the name comes from?
there is a connection. Let's say that.
Okay, I figured. Okay.
Okay. Right. There's also one that our producer Jim had today, and that is an over on the Cardinals-Falcons game, with the thought being that the defenses in this game are just so atrocious. But it's not a small number. It's 51.5.
Yeah.
How do you feel about big numbers like that?
Here's the thing. You would think, and for a long time this was the case, bet under the biggest numbers, bet over the smallest numbers, the lowest numbers, because the theory is that people overreact. The great scoring offenses aren't as good as you might think. The bad ones aren't as bad. That has not been the case for about a decade, because what we found out is there's a multiplier effect. You've seen those games in college, especially, where everyone's throwing every down and it feels like it's a 3 and out and like 14 seconds goes off the clock. that's how some of these big high-scoring games are. So I don't default towards the under, but I'll tell you this. I would not be shocked if the Cardinals or the Falcons only put up 14, meaning I think they're good high-scoring offenses, but they're very erratic teams. So I don't like that at all.
Way to go, Louth.
Exactly.
I like this little dish.
Hey, I'll give you a 30-second good correlated parlay. You want it?
Yeah, sure.
All right. First, just without any analysis, I'll give you the best bet just because I don't want to be hooked into the parlay because it is a two-teamer. I'm going to play, but not for the same amount. I love the Skins. I love Minnesota, the Vikings. If you can get three, which is what out there, I think it's a really good bet. Cousins is really good at 1 o'clock Eastern. He's not good the other times. I don't think it's level competition. I think it's start time. Actually, we'll talk about that 1 week.
Vikings covered huge for you last week in the Super Contest, didn't
they? Yeah, they were. I think Zimmer has the best ATS record of any coach during his era.
Nice.
Better than Belichick. Belichick second, by the way. Okay, here it is. If you like the Jets, and I barely like them, but if you like them, play the under 2 because this is one of those correlated parlays. If the Jets cover, the odds are much better than 50% that the game goes under. So I'm not sure if you like whoever likes the Jets, but if you do, especially at 7, I think it's a decent bet.
T-Bone likes 2. T-Bone likes the Cowboys, but that's not.
Well, again, when you can lay 7 on the road with a team that's lost 2 in a row, who's going to miss that?
RJ, I love you. Oh, RJ in Vegas on Twitter.
Appreciate
pregame.com.
Appreciate you. Official
odds provider to the AP and, of course, on Fox Sports Radio National as well. Thanks, RJ.
Thanks, guys.
RJ Bell, the best. And now we've got a new sound effect as well. Hip to be square.
It's hip to be square. It's hip to be square.
Not me, baby.
Shop. Very sharp.
Shop of the Redskins this week.
Very sharp, Hottie. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your football calls. Also, we did have one non-football item on the agenda today that I did want to mention. The TD Garden put out another statement last night.
Oh, good.
In the middle of the game, it popped up.
Okay.
Like
I told you, I've gotten off.
They put out one statement, then they put out another statement. This is the third statement now. From the guy, we got a third statement.
The guy I talked to that went to the Post Malone thing, obviously two thumbs down on the new seats. He goes, from what people that worked there were concerned with, opening home night with a drunk crowd, people bitching. So they better get ready for that.
All right.
I think this is why they're trying to get ahead.
We've got a third statement coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Put that in your memory bank next time he goes over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I did it, didn't I? Oh, I like this song.
Brad and Bolden to our right, in the end zone, the sounds of Asia, if not mistaken.
What are you doing listening to Asia?
Come on.
From the 40-year-old virgin.
The left to right kickoff.
Yeah, little dolls up on your shelf, too.
Well, you like the music, I thought.
I love Asia.
That is the band.
Hey,
you and I are from the same generation.
It's from the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not asking
I was thinking
you that.
About the video from the early days of MTV with that kickoff out of the end zone for a touchback.
That's not Coldplay.
I didn't.
Come on, O. Let's go.
All right, I'm done for the night.
Just unusual. I mean, I'm going back to this.
It's an Asia poster. Dude, you have an Asia poster hanging on your wall. You listen to Coldplay. You have toy soldiers that you have to take it out of the package.
But what's funny is that you were singing along and, like, rocking out to it, and then when Sosie played off of that, you said, you're listening to Asia.
start thinking of 30-year-old virgin.
30-year-old virgin?
Or 40-year-old. Right. He's like, I remember back to the early days of MTV, the video.
I'm not trying to be sexy, man.
I mean, seriously, Asia? You framed an Asia poster? How hard did the people at the frame store laugh when you brought this in?
They did not laugh at me.
That's the one. You would have framed
it. You know that that scene, it's now, what, 15 years later since that movie was made? That movie's 15 years old. Jesus. They could never film that. Could never do that scene now. That scene?
That's all we can play from that scene.
Yeah. We can't even play the rest of that scene.
I like the one when Aaron and he was filming himself to get the video after Amy broke up with him. Hey, Amy, what's up? Remember that? They had the hooked up to the camera. All right, why don't you go home? Andy, you're going to be the salesman today. You ever hear that song I sang you about my pool boy?
The video from the early days of MTV with that kickoff out of the end zone for a touchback.
Give me the sound last night of the crowd chanting Zolak. That was fun, too.
Oh, like yeah, that. Real fun.
Go ahead in for the score.
You know the score here to cover.
Kickoff by Nugent, sailing left to right. Over the end line for a touchback. Giants take over with 8:33 to go.
Give these people a lot of credit. Thursday night, two-score game. They're just hammered here, just sticking around. Attaboy.
Sorry, guys.
Keep drinking. There you go. Nobody works tomorrow, huh?
That's what I was going to say. If they can answer the call and get to work tomorrow, then we'll give them credit.
No, I'm thinking about that. I'm so tired. This is a long week.
At least since preseason, our guy, the double fister, had a big guy. Always turns more Beetle. At least he can square it off that back.
I love him.
It was on an angle in a preseason.
Looks great.
It's like he passed
out. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Kickoff by Nugent, sailing left to right.
Give these people a lot of credit for being hammered. Not easy. Come out.
Football game with their friends. They're so miserable.
Now, the credit he was giving was the credit of staying and not leaving.
That was like with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. He was giving them credit for not leaving the game.
It started off like that, but it ended up being giving credit for being hammered.
I knew what you meant.
Let's listen to it again.
I knew what you meant, so.
I want to be with a lot of credit. Thursday night, two-score game. They're just hammered here, just sticking around.
Hammered here, sticking around. They're hammered, yet they're sticking around.
Keep drinking. There you go.
Yes.
Two-score game. They're hammered, yet they're sticking around. The way you said it.
When they close off concessions.
I think a lot of people started drinking early expecting rain. And then it didn't rain, and everyone's like, oh.
Oh, we got it.
They blew that forecast, huh?
Here we go. Here we go, weatherman.
Wet and wild. Ladies. Wet and nasty.
Excellent.
Not a single raindrop last night.
Boy, that was a hell of a nor'easter, boy. I tell you.
4 to 6 inches of rain I saw from one forecast early in the week.
I brought umbrellas.
4 to 6 inches.
I had an umbrella. Not a single raindrop.
4 to 6 inches
Jim,
of rain.
What time did you leave postgame last night?
2:30.
Did it start raining by 2:30?
No, I got my driveway at 3:30 in Rhode Island, further south, and it still wasn't raining down there either.
Hardy, I was worried about the grass seed washing out. I'm like,
so was
4 to 6 inches. But the rain is good, but that's too much.
How do you miss that?
But the difference is with like Zoe and Belichick too. He's always on their case talking about like, just suck it. I don't know how it is. It's like 300 times a year they'll nail it. And then maybe the other 65 days.
300 times.
Primetime game.
Come on, you think it's 300 times a year?
In terms of the forecast, getting it mostly right,
you think
yes.
Their hit rate is 300 of 365?
In terms of more right than wrong?
300 good days of no weather at all.
Well, how about just 300 times a year they get general? They're not going to be able to tell you with absolute. They're not fortune tellers.
Belichick's
they can't
right.
tell you the exact moment it's going to start to rain and how much. But that generally, if they say you're going to get some rain today,
they went from 4 to 6 inches to zero.
Yes, but in
Beetle,
Zoe's world,
side road flooding was warnings. We were having to cross my screen. And what do I? Oh, Norfolk County, where the game is. That's where I live.
Here's the thing. In Zoe's world,
flash flooding.
You can't ever be wrong. And how tough is it? I don't know, Zoe. Why don't you forecast the weather for the next 2 weeks?
How about I do
using
this?
Nothing other
about,
than...
You take radar.
How about you don't have radar. You don't have anything.
I'll blow it.
You don't have anything. You have
what?
To come up with a way to forecast the weather. It's on you. It's on you, boy genius.
Yeah.
Start forecasting
Doppler
the weather.
Radar.
Put the weather balloons up.
18
invent radar.
Patterns.
Invent Doppler.
Oh, my God. Steve Cooper live.
Spell barometric pressure. Do any of those things.
B-A-R.
You start doing the job.
A-M-E-T-R-I-C.
It's not as difficult as coming in here
Zolak,
and...
Kick off by Nugent. Sailing left to right.
It's not as difficult a job as coming in here and taking off your shoes for 4 hours a day. That's a tough job. That takes brains. But I still give them some credit where you do not.
I do give him credit, and I do this because I talk to Eric Fisher about this all the time.
82%? You think their hit rate is 82%?
You know what's funny? They all get very sensitive about it.
There's no way their correct weather prediction rate is better than Tom Brady's completion percentage. I refuse to buy that.
Well, what do you...
It wasn't like one or two guys. The whole profession took a loss yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday was a laugher.
Right. They got it wrong. They right the day before? Are they right today? That's what I'm saying. I mean, most days they get it right.
Has it started raining yet?
Congratulations.
It's supposed to rain all day Wednesday,
it's
Thursday,
raining
Friday.
Right now. Look out
it's
the window.
I can't look out the window.
I can't. We don't have windows. I don't know.
You left the studio long enough to get yourself a Dilly Bar.
No, the Buster Bar.
Buster Bar.
Yeah, right.
Now, everybody's just on
Dilly
edge.
Boy.
Everybody's on a little bit of edge right now.
Hard edge.
You all right, bud?
Yeah, I'm looking up what are weather forecasters...
Salaries?
No.
What are requirements?
More or less than the XFL players.
What do they make? How much does a weatherman make?
What are requirements to be a weather reporter?
It'll be wet out there today.
Oh, it'll be.
Ask Siri if it rained last night. Does she know that? Ask her that.
Siri, was there a nor'easter that came through last night and the weather people blew it?
How about this? A 7-day forecast can accurately predict the weather about 80% of the time, and a 5-day forecast can accurately predict the weather approximately 90% of the time. 10 days or longer, it's only right about half the time.
How about a day, within a day?
I didn't say 100%. I didn't even say 95%.
How about this? How about everybody?
How about this? How about
everybody?
How about this? How about Ken and Lowe?
Just laugh.
How about Ken and Lowe?
Oh, yes.
Ken and Lowe, what do you think of the weatherman out there?
Well, you know, when I sit on the toilet and I do my dues, whichever way it's pointing, north, south, east, or west, that's how I know what the weather is. And it works. 80% of the time.
Ken, do you wear Sex Panther cologne?
The what?
Can we please go home? I'm so tired.
Do you wear Sex Panther cologne?
What's up, Zoe? What's up,
Ben? Hi, Ken. How are you doing, Ken?
Hi, Ken.
I wanted to ask you about the turd bowl this weekend.
I don't know. What's the weather going to be?
Before that, I want to ask Hottie, what did you do? You called in sick on Saturday or something?
For what?
There was no the good 98.5 sports hub.
Oh, the golf club.
Come to a close.
Now that is a seasonal show, Masters weekend through September. And we'll start up again, and we'll catch a Masters Saturday in 2020.
Yeah, okay. That's Augusta, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll go over Hardy's application and denial whenever that comes in the mail.
We already got it. Already been denied.
All right.
Thanks, Ken.
Coming up next, the fake promos. Don't miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waco 180 Weight Loss. They encourage you not to give up on losing weight. Set up your free consultation. Learn how easy losing weight can actually be. And it's not today's takeaways. It's Fake Promo Friday. How many we have?
That's right. Fake promos from the, I believe we have eight today.
Eight today.
More accurate representation of the program than normal promos.
Yes. We got to thank our big boy Ted, though, from the Bellingham Dairy Queen for dropping off lunch today.
Does that
each and after every Pat's home game.
That's big.
Job, bud. Hit the spot. Hey, Jim in there. Jim smiling ear to ear.
Butcher boy.
Much needed today.
Attaboy, butcher boy.
All right. We got seven. Seven total.
Seven.
Here we go.
Middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, it's the best.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
I didn't know we were going to reference that.
You said it's the effing best. You said it on the air earlier this week. Well, there's debate as to what you actually said, but if it sounds like
it. I think it just came out.
Oh, yeah. It just came out all right.
Looks like a duck.
Duck.
Sounds like a duck.
Quack. Walks like a duck. Don't say
it's
don't
an F bomb.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah!
There you go.
Yeah.
Raising and wrong. Raising and hey. I like it, though.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's our Ginger Baker tribute.
Rock and roll rejoin.
I'm sure his fans and friends and family are very happy with our tribute.
Probably including that in a series of eulogies.
Yeah, we've honored his life in a very appropriate way.
Sunshine of Your Love, is that what he was singing? I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Midday's at 10,
Zolak and Bertrand.
Tempted
by the food. You did there. I got my toothbrush, my suitcase. Jim, charge my phone.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Was that suitcase or seat case?
I think you said seat case.
What's a seat case?
I don't know.
I don't know. You were the one that...
My toothbrush, my suitcase. I see what you did there. I got toothbrush, my suitcase.
Suit.
Teethbrush.
What's the next thing? What's the next item?
I don't know.
It's a flannel.
Flannel.
What's the next item?
Like Shaughnessy?
It's a flannel. Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What do you look? What does that my mean phone. You're looking at stuff?
You look at your phone. Look at my phone. Look at my phone.
I don't look at my phone in the middle of the show like you look at your phone.
Look at his phone in the middle of the show like I do.
Hardy? Jim? Huh? T-Bone? Anyone?
Could be important. You never know.
Is it important?
No.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it. Finally, I'm trying to get a touch, get some information. And
is it important? Ding? No.
Ding. That wrong text. So.
We're all guilty of it from time to time.
Give me your phone.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Chuck's in Ohio.
Chucky.
Chucky, you there?
Chuck. Chuck the duck.
Chuck.
Chuck.
It says here he'd been waiting 59 minutes, yeah, but I'd be...
Hello.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's like, we'll give this guy every chance. It says he had been there an
hour. Hello. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
it is. On hold for an hour.
Yeah.
Give him a second.
Give him a second to gather himself. Gather himself.
It's okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm not sure Bill and Josh know exactly what it's going to look like in December.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What were you looking at, Beetle?
What was anyone looking at?
What?
I wasn't listening.
I was just watching, waiting. What's going to happen?
617-779. Text 69985.
Bert, stop talking. Zell's not listening. I don't know what Beetle's doing. What's going to happen?
Just go to the number.
617.
That's training right there, boy.
All right, last one. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So which one do you guys think is the smarter of the two? They're both talented. I lose you?
Yeah, I was on my phone.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good shows. Good week.
Long week.
Long week. That was the Tyler Eifert.
God, by listening to these promos, you'd make it sound like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
this week, yes.
Yes.
No. No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Oh, my God.
No, not fair. All right, goodbye. All right. As an next.
Hey, weekend off. What are you doing? What are you doing, Beetle?
Everyone, good
get
weekend.
Get the weekend
I'm
off.
I'm going to Comcast. I'll see you at 6 o'clock.
Oh,
actually, 5 o'clock.
Fix
5 o'clock.
Fix some football. Early edition.
Early
beforehand.
Edition starts at 5, and I'll be on it. I'll be on at
we'll
5.
We'll be at Gillette on Monday.
I'll be back on your TV at 5, and I'll see you then.
Nice.
Felger and Maserati are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's your assessment of where you guys are as an offense right now? Do you think it's been good enough?
We'll see. We're 6-0, so try to get to 7-0. So thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Ah, still not happy. Tommy Boy still not happy. Patriots go to 6-0. Welcome into Felger and Maz on an agenda-free Friday. So we'll be completely free of agendas.
Agenda-free.
The agendas are up to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.